Flooding in Uttar Pradesh, India mobilizes believers into action. Couple sees the gospel change lives firsthand in Guatemala. And Faith Comes by Hearing talks tech with the Bible. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Heavy rain is overflowing the banks of rivers, washing away homes, and claiming lives in northern India. More than 17 people are dead, and reports suggest nearly 2 million people are now homeless and need shelter. President and founder of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says,
"You have people by hundreds of thousands, and most of them are mud houses. All these low-lying areas, these simple huts, been completely washed away. Everything the family has in there, nothing much, that all gone."
Yohannan says helping those in need during emergencies is something pastors and missionaries are trained for.
"One of the immediate things happen, our people move out, and by the grace of God, we have churches and missionaries and people on the scene."
Your support can significantly help people who make less than $3 a day. Your gift of support will do more than help provide food, clothing, and shelter.
"Every crisis we see as an opportunity not only to show Christ's love, but also an opportunity to share the gospel. People are willing to listen to the gospel and allow us to pray for them during these kind of times."
Next, we recently wrapped up a series on the sex trade. Now one U.S. couple is seeing a ministry deal with abused and prostituted girls firsthand in Guatemala. Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose winners Ron and Ellen Neely are in the country now. Ron says they spent most of their time at a girls' safe house called The Oasis.
"The innocence of many of these girls has been taken away by family members or others who have abused them. So to see the little girls here in this gated community that Kids Alive has been able to develop for them over the last few years, where they can feel safe and protected and experience God's love and hear the story of Jesus, has been very amazing for us."
Ellen says as Kids Alive does this ministry, they want others
to really get a grasp on the purpose of the ministry and really know that these girls have emotional and spiritual needs that they're wanting to address.
You can help. Find details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christians in the Middle East may be under fire, but they can still put faith into action. Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is trying to mobilize believers with a new program. Sat7 Arabic Executive Director Rita El-Munayer explains.
"We've been thinking now for many months about a program, especially launched at Christmas time. A program putting whatever we say on the screen into practice."
The program features Al-Munayer meeting suffering children. She learns the kids' dreams and even grants a few. The hope is that when believers see this, they'll want to show Christ's love to the children too. The kids featured and any others Christians choose to help will hear the gospel.
"I have a passion for children because I believe that they're the future of the Arab world. They're going to change their society. They're going to witness to their siblings and to their friends and to their family about the love of God."
Meanwhile, Global Advance is casting a vision to reach 1 million marketplace missionaries in developing countries. Its conferences train people in two ways: economic principles for lifting their communities out of poverty and biblical principles for running ethical businesses and spreading the gospel. Pray that through the work of the business people and entrepreneurs, the church in the developing world can be in a better financial position to share the love of Jesus. And Android users, the wait is over. The free Bible.is for Android is now available. Developed by Faith Comes by Hearing, the application for smartphones allows users to listen and read the Bible at the same time and share verses on Facebook in 55 languages. Since the Android audience is large and growing, FCBH wants to be where the people are in order to help people spread the word of God around the world. It's free, and it's available through our website. We'll link you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.